bold. Be brave. Be extraordinary. Be vulnerable. Be real. Be curious. Be true. Be you. Welcome to Trusting Your Gut with world-class energy intuitive Catherine McIntosh, a show designed to awaken you to enjoy the process of evolving. Have fun along the way and learn to listen to those silent in-between moments. You are the expert of your own life, and nobody knows more about the next steps to take in your journey than you. So please, listen to your gut and discover what's waiting for you to explore. Here is your host, Catherine McIntosh.
All right, my magical friends, welcome to today's episode. I am excited for this one. So this is the power of true healing, right? Or the true healing and the power to waking up to your gifts. So I'm going to start this episode off with a story, because most people out in the world have been working with intuitives and healers and massage therapists and acupuncturists, and people from all walks of life have also worked with some of the world's most successful. And, you know, particularly when I'm working with healers or people who are wanting to dive into that, the first thing they say to me is, every time I go to wake up to my gifts, I get this fear of being burned at the stake, or, you know, drowning, or being beheaded, or whatever it is. And so they were tortured in some other lifetime when they shared their gifts. And so we're going to talk about it today in this episode. And hopefully, if this resonates with you, you will get some clarity and how to maybe get out of your own way so you can truly step in. And it also involves what happens when the body gets sick because you're not waking up to your true gifts. And I see that happen a lot with people, is they want to go a certain direction or in a certain path, but they're not able to go that path, or they don't go that path, and then their body starts to break down. And it is always my belief that our bodies are not here to slow us down, are not here to make us older, they're not here to make our lives worse. Our bodies are actually here, sort of like a communication system, to let us know when we are off our course, when we aren't quite in tune, when we aren't truly living our authentic self. And so yesterday I was on the phone with a woman I'd never met before. She came as a referral and we had a conversation. And within about 10 minutes, I could see exactly where in her body what she was asking for. And so here's this woman in her 50s. I had no idea what she looked like. I only knew a little bit about her, and has been in this process of waking up her gifts. And she's like, but I keep getting scared. So I'm doing the meditations. I'm doing the sound healings. I'm doing the journey work. I'm really looking at my life and how do I wake this up? Because I know I have something in me, and no matter how much of my life I've spent trying to suppress it, it keeps coming up and it keeps coming back and it keeps tugging at me and pulling at me. And so then I started to say, well, would you like me to, you know, sort of share a little bit about what I can see? And she said, yes, please. And so I just said, I can feel and I see, it was like this spot from like between her jaw line, like a longer jaw line from the back of her jaw mandible to in between where her chin is, like right here. And there was a spot that went almost like dark charcoal down her neck, down underneath her collarbone, and through and like kind of around the heart and then underneath the rib cage. And I said, this, no matter how many meditations you do, no matter how many, you know, clearings you do, or like intentions of waking up to your gifts, this thing is in your body that basically is a blockage. And I said, you know, I think that you definitely were a supporter to all the healers. You were a healer in another lifetime and many, many lifetimes. And yeah, you're being called and you do have a gift, but this thing that's in your body is actually blocking it. And it's from many, many lifetimes. And she went, oh my God, do you know that I have thyroid? Cause I was like, it's almost like it's clenching your thyroid. And she said, do you know I have thyroid issues? And I said, no, I have no idea. I was like, but that makes a lot of sense. And I said, a lot of people attack, especially anything that happens in our body. We attack it. We go, oh, we diagnose it as thyroid. And then we go, oh, let's go to the doctor. Let's take some thyroid medicine, hoping that that will heal it. But what I've discovered is true healing happens in the body when you address the sort of underneath the surface things that are there that need to leave. And, you know, we will go on our journey through life, and all of the people and all of the experiences that we go through, we get to this place and it's like we're being called to open it, to awaken it, if that's where we're called. And some people, they don't want to go there, and that's okay. Everybody has their own journey, but especially for those that struggle, you're feeling called to a path, an awakened path, an enlightened path, heightened state of existence where there is joy and magic and butterflies and dragons and wolves and snakes and bears. Oh my, right? All of those things. And so if you keep ignoring that, your body will start to shut down. And sometimes that energy has been in your system for a very, very long time. It awakens, right? It causes more problems when we go to elevate, when we go to upgrade, when we go to really start to live in our true gifts. And we're like, we can't have both, right? Not in the way that it's intended. So the body does start to break down. And the way we do that is go, oh my God, this thing that's in my body needs to go. And a lot of people make it significant. I am a big proponent of like, oh, there's an energy. Hi, how do we gently invite that energy to either leave the body or transform? And sometimes it's in the spirit, leave the spirit and transform. And so here's this woman who's had thyroid issues for a very long time because she keeps being called to wake up her gifts and then she gets scared. She keeps getting called to be the healer she wants to be and then she gets scared. She keeps called to do things and then she gets scared. And that happens to so many people. And so here's what I want to say. If you're out there listening and you are wanting to awaken to your healing gifts, whatever they are, maybe it's artist gifts, but I look at paintings sometimes and I'm like, oh my God, this is such a healing energy in my world. So it doesn't have to be like a healing in the way that we think of healing. If you're living your gifts and you're following your calling, right, your body will begin to try to let go of the things that won't let you go to the next level, right? And so it's like originally created in the body because it was a protection. Oh, in your last lifetime, you got burned at the stake. So in this next lifetime, we're going to keep your gifts a secret. Right. And then we repeat that pattern over and over in every lifetime, keeping our gifts a secret, keeping our gifts a secret, keeping our gifts a secret until it's the lifetime to waken it up. And we are in the age of Aquarius. I feel like I'm wearing the color of Aquarius. And in that, those that are ready, those that are listening, those that have been feeling the calling for a long time are going to be pulled forward. And what we do is we just say, oh my gosh, there's this block in my body that has kept me safe. Thank you so much. Thank you for keeping me safe. Thank you for not letting me be burned at the stake for 50 lifetimes. And maybe it was just one or two, right? And so then you go, okay, well, that's not this lifetime anymore. So what do we need to do to let it go, to transform it, to allow the block to dissolve so that we can elevate the energy, so that we can open the energy, and so that the energies can come in. And so, you know, I really believe, and I deal with this on a daily freaking basis, and I'm so blessed and lucky to do what I do, is I do have this crazy freaking gift where someone starts talking and I'm like, I can see it. I can see the block, right? And then it's up to them. Do you want us to clear it? Do you want to let it go? Or are you comfortable where you are and you're going to keep it in place? But for those of you struggling with health issues right now, or struggling with dis-ease or patterns in your body, you're being invited to wake up to your true gifts. And you get to decide. Western medicine may or may not really get to the root of the problem. It might satiate or temper down the symptoms you're experiencing, but it won't ever truly clear it. And so thyroid for me happens to a lot of healers, a lot of psychics, a lot of women in particular. And where I believe this occurs, I think the root underneath almost all thyroid, and I've talked about this in previous shows and previous episodes, is that there's this lack of belief in the self. And with the solar eclipse that happened, you know, 10 days ago, we're being called to really step into our true identity. And our true identity is kind of like your essence. So I look at pictures of me when I'm 2 or 3 years old, and I still see that girl. And I'm like, there she is, the bright-eyed, anything is possible, a little bit of a rebel, a little bit of a bulldozer, pretty stubborn, does things the way she wants to do them, sees the world the way she wants to see it, and can't always hear the way other people see the world. And I'm not saying that's a good thing, right? But there's an essence. And so the pieces that may need to go will go as I grow. And so the pieces in you that need to go will go as you grow. And as you give yourself permission to unearth and uncover and step into your gifts, because now more than ever, my friends, it is the age of Aquarius and it is time to shine. And so if you are struggling autoimmune, right, which is also sort of connected to not believing in yourself, to taking on anxiety that might not be yours. Autoimmune can also just be a suppressed energy that wants to come out and you keep suppressing it. And it's different for every single person on the planet. But I really truly believe that if you are seeking transformation, seeking healing, seeking an awakening, that answer and the wisdom lies within the challenges you face in both your life, your physical body, and your spirit body, right? And there's no right or wrong. There really isn't. And so as you are navigating your health journey, your awakened journey, your gifts, you don't have to be burned at the stake. And so this is about letting go of the blocks, and every single person has to do it different in their own way and in their own time. Right. I have this incredible course and we're actually about to put it on wait list. If you go to my website right now, it is still available to join. And it is, yeah, I love that. Someone just wrote in and said, I'm struggling with thyroid. So the question you want to ask yourself is, what about you do you not believe in? Do you not believe in your ability to manifest? Do you not believe in your healing powers? Do you not believe in your ability to love yourself fully? Do you not believe in that you are an infinite energy, right? That you were born to shine. And so you just have to look at, wow, what is it about my thyroid that isn't working? And so this intuitive energy course is quite powerful, and we are about to put it on a wait list. But if you are interested, you can certainly go to my website. It's called the Intuitive Energy Course, and there are hundreds of hours of videos. There is a 12 module system that walks you through how to tap into your intuition, how to awaken to your gifts, how to be a healer in the world, right? Yeah, I love that. She says healed it for 2 years and now it's back again, right? It's back again because you got some more awakening to do, honey. And what if there's nothing wrong with your thyroid? What if it's you're not allowing your gifts to awaken within you? And so a lot of people think they need to go head down and searching for the answer and work really hard when actually it's, oh my gosh, these gifts are already inside of me. How do I open the present? How do I unwrap the gift? How do I allow it to shine? How do I let it percolate in me? And it is up to each and every single one of you. And so, yeah, I believe, Suzanne, there is this giant gift in you that is wanting to come forward, that wants to awaken, and you're half dabbling in it and half ignoring it. And I think that the more you ignore it, the more it's like, poke, poke, poke. This is what's going to get her attention. So like my body gets my attention by puffing up, by gaining weight. And I'm like, oh, I'm not listening to my gifts. I'm not letting myself shine. I'm stuck in an old pattern, right? Love you guys so much. And so, you know, this show originally, when I made it, I was like, I want to take live callers every day. They can call in and I will channel for them and I'll let them know where they're stuck in their body and they can take it or leave the information. And as this show is gaining, you know, momentum, we've been live for over a year. You know, we've had just a few callers. And so if you feel called and you want a question answered specifically about your physical body, about what, where you might be ignoring, I'm going to use my phone just to make sure I can regurgitate the phone number for you because I don't have it memorized. You can call in to 202-570-7057 and I'll answer any question you have specifically about waking up to your gifts, about your body, and where you might be stuck and just need a little gentle nudge from your body, a nudge from the universe to go, it's safe. And it's okay. And here's the message. I think we've been taught that it's not safe to be ourselves. It's not safe to be unique. It's safer to fit in. But we've all seen what happens, right? When we do that. And I believe it's safer to be your authentic self. That's just my opinion. Now, in 20 years time, in 30 years time, in 40 years time, maybe I'll be wrong. And everybody can prove me right. But there is a unique like essence that you have in the world that nobody else on the planet has. And I know that as long as I believed that I couldn't really fully express everything that I was, everything that I wanted, everywhere I wanted to go, right? It's like I sort of dumbed myself down. I tried to fit in. I tried to let myself be the biggest shining star, but in somebody else's universe. And until I was willing to be in my own universe and create a universe and let that universe be exactly what it was meant to be, right? I would dumb myself down. I would go through bouts of depression. People would steal my ideas and then present them as theirs. And I'm like, oh my God, this is awesome. So my message to all of you is, since we are in the age of Aquarius, we are on the other side of the two eclipses. We are entering into a major astrological event this weekend, which is amazing for manifesting and for letting go. And I truly believe that what do we have to lose? I will tell you from personal experience that oh man, those of you that are willing, I'm not saying it's always easy because it's been an interesting journey being Catherine in this lifetime, but those of you that are awakening and ready, it is so much easier to let your authentic self come alive. And when you do, your body will heal. You'll start to have more energy. The ideas that were meant for you will come, and you'll do it from a place of receiving, right? We did a show the other week that was all about, instead of working hard, what if you could start receiving easy? And when we get into alignment with our true self, when we let our essence be the forefront of what we lead, so we're no longer a mother or a lover or a business owner or female or straight or hetero or bi or whatever you identify as, we're no longer identifying as I'm the CEO. We're identifying as this essence, and then all these other pieces are just part of what we're choosing at this moment in time. And as you let that essence come up, life will begin to open. It's when we cling to ideas, when we cling to identities, when we decide that we know what's right, right? That's when we get stuck. And you know what? I had someone today say to me, I'm lost. And I was like, what if that's okay? Right? What if that's okay? What if it's okay to not know? Right? Because that to me is like the juiciest moment. It might suck when you're feeling it, but in that moment, you get to go, who am I as a being? And if I'm lost, the only thing I can go to is redirect to my sense of self, not from clinging to old identities, right? Old labels, but to unleashing and unraveling and allowing this sort of energy that wants to emerge within you to come alive. And so my magical friends, if you're listening to this, thank you for being here. We are going to continue, but I want to invite you to just take a moment, and maybe you close your eyes. Maybe you're just really in tune, and it's just the simple invitation to the cells of your body to allow them to wake up, right? To be wacky, to be wild, to be weird, to be brilliant, right? To be as strange and curious and wacky as you are. And that, when we do that, where everybody is, because here's the deal. And I get into a lot of trouble with this in my life as I see these beings and they're choosing and they're being them. And I'm like, no, but don't you want to be more? And some people don't. And that's okay. And so you just want to take a look at your life. And are you, right? Are you listening and living and breathing and joying exactly where you are? And if you're not, then that's where your work is. And you know better about your body, about your journey. You know your stories, you know your past, you know your present, and you also know what's inside of you as the dreams of your future. And I have a lot of people that come to me and they say, this giant dream, but it feels unrealistic. And I always say, if that dream is coming into you, it's because you have the resources and the wisdom with inside of you to allow that dream to come true. And not everybody wants that. And that is okay. Really, truly, that is okay. And so your work is, are you living your true, authentic place and existence that brings you to life, that makes you happy, that allows you to thrive. And if you are, keep going. If you aren't, then maybe it's time to get curious about what that feels like. And so I always say to people, okay, look at your life and look at the things that you gravitate towards doing, right? Do you love to be outside? Do you love nature? What sort of movies do you like watching, right? Like I'm kind of laughing at myself because I'm like, oh my gosh, almost every single piece of art in my house, photography, pictures that I've been gifted is either animals or nature. Animals or nature, right? And I really connect with animals and nature. And so for all of you out there, what do you connect to? Maybe for some of you, it's AI. Maybe for some of you, it's computers. Maybe for some of you, I don't know, it's colors and art. You never know until you start to go, okay, show me this energy. And when it comes alive, your body will begin to transform. So stay tuned. We're going to talk more about true healing and awakening up to your gifts when we get back after the break.
Om Times TV.
Do you trust you? Do you trust your body? What if the key to unlocking the weight, pain, suffering, fear, anxiety, addictions, traumas, and sorrows was already inside of you? Learn to love the skin you are in so you can create the body, business, and life you love. Everyone always says you can't explain what Catherine does, you just have to experience it. From Hollywood actors to New York Times best-selling authors to some of the world's wealthiest and most successful, no two experiences are the same. For private sessions, online courses, live events, and the latest book Jack Canfield calls Game Changer and should be required reading for everyone, go to KatherineMcIntosh.com. KatherineMcIntosh.com.
Imagine becoming a super influencer. Reinvent yourself, invest in your brand, and then manifest your success with a robust spheric approach. Om Times Media and Broadcasting offers a unique and multifaceted way to become the spiritual and conscious influencer you deserve to be by putting your message across our powerful platform with its proven record of integrity and excellence. Through our produced shows, Om Times offers the opportunity to become a social media TV personality, a radio show host, an Om Times magazine columnist, and a syndicated podcaster, all in one shot. By live streaming your show on Om Times TV and broadcasting it across the extensive Om Times radio and TV networks, you become more than a host. You become an ambassador and a force for positive change. Om Times. Open yourself to the possibilities.
I want to eat apples and bananas. I need to eat apples and bananas. Why can't I eat apples and bananas?
Support the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks to help provide meals to those in need. Join us at feedingamerica.org.
All right, my magical friends, we are back from the break talking about true healing and the power of waking up to your gifts. So before we went to break a little bit before, I was talking about this course that I have, right? And, you know, like I'm always this biggest proponent of like, you know what, choose whatever you want to choose. And yet I know, and for almost 20 plus years, I've had people from around the world in all walks of life say, when are you going to teach what you do? And it took me almost 20 years because I didn't want to teach a modality. I didn't want to teach you put your hand here and then you do this. I wanted to teach a way of being that would awaken each person up to their gifts, because no one can see what you can see. No one can do what you can do. No one, like, there are probably people in the world that I will never be able to help because I just don't have the gift that they need. But yet there's so many other people on the world that might have the gift that they need. And so every single one of us has this capacity. And I've had several people do this course and they're like, they're not healers. They don't necessarily want to, you know, be a healer in the world, but they want to wake up to their intuition. They want to wake up to their gifts. And every single person that takes it is like, oh my gosh, this course is incredible. And it took me 20 years because I wanted to teach a philosophy that would invite you to tap into, in an easy way, not a hard way, to trust your gifts. Because I was the kid at 13 who could see, like, you know, shaking my aunt and uncle's hands, and I could see, like, you know, Indians and headdresses and feathers. And, you know, my mom took me to the psychiatrist and was like, she's acting out, she's seeing things, and we think she needs to be medicated. And the psychiatrist, not being intuitive, not being an empath, not being the best fit for this girl, basically was like, I think your daughter has a psychological disorder and she probably needs lifelong medication. And so at a very young age, I was told I was wrong. And then later on in life, that manifested as I had an eating disorder. And really, the eating disorder was I had severe body dysmorphia. What I now know is that body dysmorphia came up as a result of me suppressing my gifts. But no one gives you the manual to your genius, right? They're not like, hey, here's your genius. By the way, you're going to watch out for this. You're going to want to activate it this way. You're going to avoid these things. You definitely want to choose these things. Like, no one tells you, right, about your, like, how to activate it. We're like, hey, let me take these challenges and come into this body and try and have a spiritual experience living in a human body. It's the craziest thing in the world. And yet, how lucky are we that we get to have this journey? How lucky are we that we get to choose? And there really is no right and no wrong. Every single one of us came here for some freaking reason. And the question is, do you want to live into knowing what that reason is? Do you want to live into having that reason fuel your everyday existence? And if you do, game on, because this next 20 years, specifically this time period in particular, is waking it up. Right? And in the wake of waking things up, there's a lot of stuff that is happening around the world that looks like destruction, right? And it's all part of the process, my friends. It's all part of the process. But with all of that to say, what would it be like if you knew, right? If you could pay attention to what brings you alive. And so some people put a lot of pressure on themselves to figure it out. And I sort of like to take a step back and go, start small, right? What brings your body alive? Like, for me, getting outside, movement, calming my nervous system, meditating, journaling. What brings you alive? How do you connect to yourself? And, you know, in a day and age where there's 8 billion people on the planet and news and social media and all this other information coming at us, we have to sort of decipher and filter out, right? How do we maintain an energy that sort of sets your soul on fire, sets you on fire, allows you to, like, have this burning desire. And if you're not quite there and you're struggling with your health, or you haven't been able to heal, or you're looking at everybody else's opinion and you've seen, you know, 10 healers or 20 healers, and you haven't yet made a shift or felt better about yourself, my invitation to you is maybe take a step back and go inside. Sort of cut out the noise of everybody else's opinion, right? When I help people through surgeries, either during, before, during, and after, the majority of what I'm doing to clear their body, to prepare, to clear their body, to heal in the moment, and to clear their body, to heal in the future, is I'm just taking off all of the past energies. I'm taking off the projections. I'm taking off like the past surgeries. I'm taking off the people's opinions. I'm taking off the diagnoses, right? Because nobody really likes to be put in a corner or told what they can and can't do. We're all free seekers, right? And we all have wings, or some of us might have tails, whichever your flavor is, right? Some of us might have spaceships, but we all have this ability to transcend the labels or the boxes we've been put in. And when you figure out what that is for you, oh, baby, that's where the magic happens. And so for those of you that are trying to heal, you want to ask yourself, are you stressed out? Is your nervous system taxed? Are your cortisol levels high? Right? Because if they are, you can't have true healing. True healing happens in a relaxed state, in a calm state, in a state where you're connected to your intuition. And so I work with a lot of people that come in with digestive issues. And particularly in the last couple of weeks, a lot of people are like, oh my God, I'm so gassy, like out of nowhere. We're talking vegans and healthy people and spirited people. And what I'm seeing is that there's a rise in their vibration. And then there's this like old energy that kind of needs to just go. Sometimes we don't know. It's as simple as going, oh, I'm just going to let it go. I'm going to talk to my body and I'm going to let it go. Right? Okay. Goodbye. Goodbye. Right? New energy come in. And so when new comes in, but the old's still there, what? It creates pressure. It can create gas. It can create stomach cramps. It can create bloating, right? It can create inflammation. And so there's no telling what is possible. But what I will say is if you can focus on relaxing your nervous system, somatic exercises, brilliant. I have a 5-day challenge called the Breakthrough Body Challenge that will help. And it gives you specific somatic exercises to do to relax your nervous system, right? A lot of digestive issues come because people's parasympathetic nervous system isn't regulated. And the parasympathetic nervous system, which is, you know, in the vagus nerve, longest nerve in the body, right, is responsible for digestive health, for heart health, and for immune health. And so a lot of people want to go, oh, let me take a gut microbiome or a pill, or let me go get a colonic. And look, all those things are great. I've done all of those things in different times in my life. But I believe, this is just my personal opinion, I believe that true healing is when we can energetically get our body and our spirit in alignment. Right? True healing, when we can energetically get our body and our spirit in alignment. Right? And when you do that, a lot of your issues, a lot of your challenges, a lot of the feelings of lack or insecurity will dissipate out of your life. Now, if you've had this for many lifetimes, don't expect it to change overnight. Some of you are impatient with your bodies. Some of you are impatient with your beings, with your spirit, right? And you know what? I saw a healer today and you know, she's like, Catherine, there's no timeline. And I was like, oh my God, thank you for the reminder. There's no timeline. Your timeline of your life is your business. And if you can get an alignment, the universe, like what is meant for you will always come. Literally, truly, do you guys get that? What is meant for you will always come, right? And what isn't meant for you will try to leave your life in the right time, at the right moment. And so may this be a reminder to all of you, right? There's no rush. What I would rush is, am I in alignment with myself? Am I waking up feeling connected, right? I recently went through some really challenging moments. And even in those challenges, it was like, okay, I am being given the gift to come back to myself, to reconnect to what's true to me and true for me, right? And so all of you out there, nobody can tell you how to live your life. Nobody. Right? And yes, please seek guidance when you need it. Please reach out to friends that are going to have your best interest at heart. Sometimes my friends tell me truth bombs and I don't like it. But usually they're correct. I just hadn't been willing to let go because I'm clinging to an idea, or I'm clinging to something that it might be time for me not to cling to, and let the universe show me the timing of it. So for all of you out there, now is a time more than ever to connect to yourself, to get in alignment, to rest if you need to rest, to heal and calm your nervous system, right? To find ways to lower your cortisol, because when your cortisol is lowered, your metabolism works better, your intuition is on point, your sort of channel of receiving information is more, you know, aligned and open and willing. And so what is meant for you will come to you. What isn't meant for you will try to leave. And when things blow up in our lives, it's usually because we're trying to hang on to the idea of how they should be instead of, oh, wow, I'm not in charge of how this shows up, right? But I do get to choose. And sometimes I know me personally, I've made some really interesting choices in my life where I wasn't quite listening to my gifts, right? And I clung to the idea. I tried to make it work. I tried to force myself to fit in. And, you know, the light workers, healers, empaths of the world, I don't believe that it's time to fit in. I believe it's time to stand out and to be whatever energy you were meant to be. So just some practical information that is helping a lot of people I've been working with. I want to invite you to maybe look at, are you having your own back right now? And only you know what that looks like, right? A lot of people dealing with kidneys, which is fear, a lot of back stuff. And so you might just want to look at, like, are you having your own back? Are you willing to let go of fear? And if you had all of you, you probably wouldn't be afraid of the unknown future. I'll say that again. If you had all of you, you probably wouldn't be afraid of the unknown future. So it's kind of like the analogy of, let's say I send two people off into the woods. Now I would never do that. Just myself. I used to send myself off into the woods in college. But if I were to send two people into the woods, and one of them, I was like, you have to lose your sense of self and go into the woods. And I hope you come back in 10 days. Right? The other one, I'm like, okay, you're going to have complete sense of self. I'm going to give you a pack. You're going to have all the tools that you need to survive, right? To navigate. You're going to have a compass. You're going to know like where you're going to go, but you also have your intuition, your awareness, your metabolism, your digestion, everything intact. Who do you think is going to survive, right? So sometimes we force ourselves like this person and we just put in the woods without their sense of self. Probably not a very good chance of, yes, they might survive, but I doubt they would thrive. right? Whereas there's indigenous cultures, they send people off on a journey by themselves, sometimes for 40 days, sometimes for longer, right? Certain indigenous tribes, they have these rites of passage. And, you know, in Western world, we've lost sight of the fact that we all have this sort of gift that we are all going through rites of passage. And if you're ready to wake up, ding, ding, perfect time to have that happen, right? I don't believe it's by accident that most of us came to be on this earth at this time, right now, in a human body, to have an experience that's never been before. And so for all of you out there, you're not, you know, you are a gift. Your body is not a problem. You also are not the problem. Well, you might be the problem. You might, your ego might be getting in the way. Your idea of how it needs to look like might be getting in the way. But what is meant for you will come to you if you start to let go and see that maybe there's a different way. So I just want to thank all of you for being here. If you are interested in the Intuitive Energy Course, we are about to put it on a wait list. So now is the time. If you want to join, you will have instant access and lifetime access. And here's the thing that most people don't know is you get monthly calls with me where we kind of dive into some of the nitty gritty that I can't always do on a radio show when it's just me and me. And so for those of you listening, if you get the courage to join us in the future and you're like, I have a burning question for Catherine, I want to ask live, I can go in and sort of intuit and help you with where there might be blocks and maybe what is in your future. Because my friends, you know what? You never know. But if you prioritize how you feel, you prioritize your essence coming out, you prioritize following what expands your energy and makes you feel good, you will have an amazing, amazing class. Yeah. So we're being asked, when is the next call? For those of you that want to join, the next call is actually happening. In what, 40 minutes? So once a month, right? The Intuitive Energy Course, you join live and you get a live call with me where we get to dive in. So I just want to thank all of you for being here. If no one's told you today or yet, you're doing a really good job at life. And you're, you know, if you're listening to this, you're probably being called to wake up to your gifts, to let go of the fear, because it's an old story. And we don't really get anywhere by trying to figure out why the past is the past. The past is the past. And sometimes we need to heal from it. And sometimes we just need to let it be and awaken to the energy that's calling us forward. And I truly believe we're being called forward in a way more than ever. This weekend is a great astrological event, great for manifesting, great for getting really clear on your visions, and great for also letting go. So my magical friends, as always, thank you for joining us. If this episode inspired you, please feel free to share it wherever in the world you feel called to share it. If you'd like to join us for the Intuitive Energy Course, you can check out my website. It will be going on to a wait list shortly, so you might want to get in before we do that and possibly raise the price. And I just want to thank you, thank you, thank you. You are a living miracle. And I hope you start to treat yourself as such. So bye for now, my friends. And until next time, be well.
Catherine is not a medical practitioner nor a licensed therapist. She has strong opinions and will express them and truly believes that you are your best advocate for any and every area of your life. If you need medical advice, please consult your physician.